Welcome back to Imagine Me. It's week 7. Glad you're here. You made it this far, so I trust and understand and believe and know. I have confidence you've been working in the workbook every day, spending 20 minutes on your future, because guess what? It's your future, it's your life, and you're worth it. Today, we're talking about personal responsibility. I'm going to start off right at the top saying, guess what? You're ultimately responsible. Your mom, your dad, your teachers, me, we're invested, but we're not responsible. We can give you tools, but we can't live your life for you. We can't make great choices for you. Trust me, sometimes as a parent, I wish I could, but I can't. So what I'm telling you is you are ultimately responsible for your life. Here's the funny thing. When you understand that, that means you are squarely in a no excuses zone. Excuses take you out of the equation. They take you out of the solution as well. And you are in a no excuses zone. Things are going to happen that you don't like. Things are going to happen that aren't great. They're going to be bad things, good things. But here's the thing. You've got to own up to your responsibility in every situation, and you've got to own up to the solution for every situation. So when you show up for that solution, when you own up to your role in crafting that solution, you get better results and you get the buy-in from people around you who will believe in you. And furthermore, you get more confident because you know that no matter what comes at you, you can knock it down. You can solve whatever problems come. So in a world where you can't control much, right? You can't control your grade, but you can control your study habits, right? In a world where you can't control much, what can you control? There's so many things that are out of your control, but what can you control? Today, two things, when we're talking about personal responsibility, two things jump to mind. One is your responses, and two is your effort. I read about a young man named Darius, who in his freshman year of high school suffered some really, really difficult circumstances. His mother suffered a stroke, a really bad stroke, and she went to a deep coma because of it. This left the whole family scrambling. Now he's taking care of his brothers and sisters, and they have to move across town. Now, freshman in high school is getting up at 4 a.m. to get to school because he's really far now, right? And he's staying late for basketball practice. So over time, this starts wearing on him. He starts falling asleep in class, and his teachers don't know what he's going through. So they're just trying to motivate him, and they're giving him a hard time because he's falling asleep in class. Eventually, his basketball coach sees something's going on, and he kind of asks the right questions. And so when he finds out he's up at 4 a.m, getting there, going and going to be there late for basketball practice, he starts picking him up and taking Darius home every day. Eventually, Darius moves in with his coach for a few months, and that's where things turned around. He chose to stay focused on keeping his family together. He chose to stay focused on remaining in school, even though because of his situation, his grades went down. He stayed focused on making the best out of this tough situation and realized that his success was one of the ways out of the situation. He could have taken a lot of different responses, couldn't he? He could have gotten angry with the world. He could have started fighting. He could have started doing things that would land him on the wrong side of the law. He could have done a lot of things, but his response was critical. He responded to this situation by stepping up to the plate, being that provider, taking care of everything he had to do, and trying to juggle them as best he could. When it comes to us, we've got that same responsibility. We have the responsibility to respond well to all kinds of situations. You don't get a pass because you had a bad day. You don't get a pass because things didn't go right. Now you want to take it out on somebody else. That doesn't work. That's not what world-class people like us do. That's not what we do. What we do is we understand the circumstances and we respond appropriately. Do we make mistakes and mess up sometimes? Absolutely. But those are the outside times. Those are the 1 in 10 times, not the every time responses. We learn to control our responses because if we can control our responses, we can create better situations. What I need you to understand is in all the things that are out of your control, you can control your responses. So if you're upset, doesn't mean you have to lash out at somebody else. If you got a bad grade, doesn't mean you have to curse your teacher out. I know it's crazy, right? I know it's crazy, but what you do is you own that maybe you didn't study as much. Maybe you should have been in class. Maybe you missed that last quiz. Maybe there's some responsibility on you. Maybe it's not all your teacher. Maybe there's something in there about you too. So the first thing you can control is your responses. The second thing you can control is your effort, right? We're already leaning into that a little bit. But when you watch professional sports, you watch football, basketball, baseball, hockey, whatever it is, whatever your favorite sport is, you see athletes at the top of their game And they're going to win games. They're going to lose games. But here's the big thing. Fans can forgive losing seasons. Trust me, I'm an Eagles fan. We haven't won a Super Bowl in the Super Bowl era, right? The last time we won a championship was back in the 60s, and it wasn't a Super Bowl. So I can tell you, we can put up with a lot of losing. What we can't put up with is a lack of effort. You should remember just a few years ago when LeBron was taking all the jokes and the memes for fading in the fourth quarter, because the fans could deal with losing. They just couldn't deal with him seeming to check out mid-game. That is not what elite athletes do, and that's not what we do. We've got to step up to the plate and control our effort. Let me put it to you like this. As a business owner, what I cannot do is I can't make excuses. I can't complain about the industry. I can't complain about the economy. I can't complain about where I am. What I can do is I can get out there and grind. I can get out there and work harder. I can get out there, because the complaints, the excuses, and all that good stuff, I'm putting the effort in the wrong direction. If I put the effort in the direction of actually building my business, I get better results. If you put the effort into actually studying for tests and showing up on time, if you put the effort into staying a little late to ask your teacher about something you didn't fully understand, guess what? You're going to see different results, because you can control your efforts. I mentioned a few weeks back that on October 16th, 2013, my family and I, our house burned down and we lost everything. In one morning, I was getting up to go coincidentally speak at a high school to encourage some students just like you. I was going that morning, and all of a sudden this life event happened that I couldn't have planned for, didn't want, and really was unexpected, right? And what did I have to do? I had to take this moment and figure out how I wanted to respond and where I was going to put my efforts. And so what I did was I sat down and I kind of rallied my family around and said, hey, guess what, guys? This is pretty much the worst day we have had, right? We lost everything today. And guess what? At your age, when I was talking to my daughter, we were sitting at IHOP that afternoon as it was, I said, at your age, at 10, guess what? You've already had pretty much your worst day ever, and it's behind you. So guess what? You can tackle anything. So firstly, we stepped up and we said, we're going to respond to this in a positive way. We're not going to get mad at people. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to hold grudges. We're not going to do any of those things that are going to basically cause us to put our effort in the wrong place. Second thing was, I made a decision that we were getting back into our house. Now, of course, we had insurance, all that other stuff. We were getting back in the house. But no, I was going to make sure we got back into the house. I was there every day. You want to talk about effort? Every single day I was on site. I was here like this was my sick child. I was at the house every single day talking to the contractors, making sure they did things right. I was there. Why? Because that was my responsibility. Getting my family back in our house was my responsibility. And 9 months later, where were we? Back in our house. That's right. Because I put out the effort. I made the decision. My response was not negative. It was positive. And we stayed focused on the goal, which was getting us back in the house. And we did it. What I'm telling you is, no matter how bad things get, no matter what happens to you, no matter, you know, how life goes sideways on you, always get to choose your response and you get to choose your effort. And I'm telling you today, if you choose to respond positively to negative situations, if you choose to put your effort into finding solutions instead of excuses, you will succeed. You can't help but succeed, because you will develop a mindset and you'll develop a track record that can't be beat. So what I'm telling you today is, you are personally responsible for your life. Nobody else can do it for you. No one else can live it for you. And you have to take control of your responses and put more effort into the game, because at the end of it, we want you graduating on time. At the end of it, we want you graduating as high in your class as you possibly can. Yes, you may have messed up before. Yes, you may have a teacher that you don't think likes you. And they may not. I don't know. My point is, don't give them a reason. So when it comes time for that assignment to show up, make sure yours is the first one there. You're not coming in late with excuses asking for extra time. When it's time for the reports to be turned in, make sure yours is there on time. When it's time for the test, make sure you're studying the night before and you're in class on time and you're making the effort, because when you put forth the effort, they can't do anything but give you the grade that you deserve. So what I'm telling you is, you're responsible. You can do this. You got to believe you can, because I already do. Your teachers do. Your parents do. Guess what? We all are behind you, but you got to get up. You got to walk this walk. You got to live this life. And I want it to be a phenomenal life for you. So between now and next time, do your workbooks. Take 20 minutes every day to focus on your future, where you want to go, who you want to be. And today is your day. Remember we talked about now last time? Today, now is the time when you decide, I am responsible. This is my life. I'm going to live it in a way that is awesome, phenomenal, extraordinary, successful, in a way where I can be so successful I can give back to others. So I'm going to tell you right now, make today count, and I'll see you next week.